Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Partly cloudy. 17 degrees.
KF8 CBC standing by.
Good morning. 02:00. Mostly cloudy. 15 degrees.
KF8 CBC standing by for a few minutes. I'm going to call it a night.
Good morning. 03:00. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Clear. 14 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Clear. 14 degrees.
Good morning. 08:00. Mostly clear. 13 degrees.
Good morning. 09:00. Mostly sunny. 12 degrees.
KF8ATE, looking for a radio check out there. Just got a new system up and running here. KF8ATE.
Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar, got you out here in, where the heck am I? Gresham Township.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm sitting out here in Harrison Township. Just opened up a little any tone radio here, 778 UV, getting it kind of dialed in to pop it into the camper, so a little base station, so appreciate the comeback, let's try to stay warm out there. KF8ATE, clear on your final.
Yeah, you bet, I'm starting to get out of range myself, I'm in Columbus Township, actually going to a buddy's house, but yeah, you stay warm, 19 degrees out here, with E8 golf, to be honest with you.
Hey, Ben, are you on the Richmond repeater?
Oh, 075, I got listed as FBI Romeo.
No, No, there's one in Richmond that blows smoke out that way. It's on 225. So 2225, 123 PL as usual.
All right, roger, thanks for the tip. I knew you were working on it, I just couldn't remember where it was at. So yeah, I'll get it punched in and we'll see what goes on. Probably mine bought a bunch of property out here, so I'm coming to check it out. About 45 minutes from Rochester, so nice little Sunday drive, but I'll catch you in a bit. Whiskey, call in the answer, Cliff.
All right, man. Happy New Year. Haven't heard you in a while. Catch you later. WNFU.
Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 16 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy. 18 degrees.
W8FU.
This is KS8 DOT for radio check. I have you loud and clear out of Holly.
Right, I appreciate it, man. I just picked up a user's FC3D. Wanted to make sure everything was working on it. Any plans for this Sunday?
Funny you mentioned that. A friend of mine from Burton just called me about an hour ago saying, hey, I think it's a good day for just picking a direction and driving. So that's where I'm heading.
Yeah, nice clear sky today. Hasn't had that in a while, so a little cold, but I'll take the sunshine over the pouring rain any day of the week.
You've got that right, brother. KF8BOT.
All right, boss, you enjoy your day. Thanks for coming back to me again. And 73, this is KE8ONM, clear.
Have a great day. I'll be clear also. KF8BOT, 73, sir.
KF8BOT, this is NACLH.
NACLH, go ahead.
Hey, I think I was talking to you about the cobweb antenna that I think you got.
Yep, that's me.
Do you have a cobweb 8 by AWK?
I have the cobweb 7. At the time, he didn't have any more of the 8s, but honestly, I'm tuning 40 meters with no problem on this. In fact, I'm keeping like 1.2, 1.4 top for SWR on 40.
Okay, nice. I was just, when I made it home that day, I looked it up and I saw the cobweb 8. So I wasn't sure which one you had. Appreciate it. I've been trying to reach out. And I finally heard your call and I was like, I better reach out while I can. I heard you were clearing up, though, so I won't keep you. I also got to get ready to go anyway. NACLH is clear. 73.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, I found mine on eBay. He has an eBay store that he's pretty responsive to. But I was using it all day yesterday, especially on, 10 was kind of noisy, but on 20 and 40 and made a ton of contact, so I was pretty pleased with it.
Very nice. I will keep that in mind. I see that it's a bit less expensive with the 7 as well.
Definitely. The only thing that I am planning on doing to my 7 is I'm going to put a support system on it. I haven't had any issues with drooping any more than normal, but I am a little bit worried about if we have massive ice buildup. And the 8 has, I think it's the 8 that has the kind of top-loaded guy wires just on top of the assembly, but I'm looking at just doing something along that line myself for this one, and I think that'll be just topping on the cake.
Yeah, no doubt, and these winds have been crazy lately, at least over here in Redford. I don't remember these winters being as windy as this one, for the most part anyways.
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned. I think it was last month when we had that really windy day where we had like some 50, 60 mile an hour gusts, and I was a little bit concerned to get home just, you know, to see what it was at. And like I said, I've got it at 35 feet and no issues, so I was happy.
Where would you hook up the guide wires at? Just somehow mounted to your roof, or what would you think is best?
What I'm going to do is, actually, I've got it mounted on top of a mast. I'm going to move it down about 6 inches, the antenna itself, and drill a couple holes just at the very top of the mast, and then use that just to run a couple, just some pieces of, like, 550 cord or something, just to about the middle of each one of the antenna supports that actually hold up the wire, the antenna wires, just to give it a little bit more stability in case for some reason there's a ton of like heavy ice, just to keep it from sagging too far.
Okay, nice. Appreciate it. Picking your brain, trying to get different ideas for whenever I get to the project myself, you know.
Yeah, if you look up the MFJ cobweb that does 40 meters on the add-on, they've got some pretty good pictures that show kind of what I'm going to do, just to give it a little bit more support to the antenna itself for those heavy, icy days. That's kind of where I got the idea or inspiration to do this with, but I believe his cobweb 8 antenna also has something along that line.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. I just looked it up.
Hey, sir, you have a great day, and I'm glad I could help a little bit. I am off like a herd of turtles now, and I will be 73, KF8 BOT.
Have a good day, KF8BOT, and HCLH clear, 73.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 19 degrees.
W8KEG-KE8ONM. W8KEG-KE8ONM.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
KEAWOG.
KEAWOG.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. UHF hub, disconnected. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy, 16 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 18 degrees. UHF hub, connected to Flynn 600. UHF hub, connected to FBI hub. Node 53696, disconnected. UHF hub, connected to node 53696. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees.
DMW monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
Yeah, I'd rather be over here. Run the ball, run the clock. It's a beautiful thing, huh? It was a beautiful thing I've seen in my lifetime. I was barely 1 year old when they won it all. Whatever the championship was called back then, it wasn't the Super Bowl, but whatever football championship it was in 57, so, yeah. Man, I wish my dad were here to see this. Wow. Didn't think that was going to get overturned. It kissed the blades. I don't think it touched the ground. I didn't think, I mean, whether it was or wasn't, I didn't think they were going to have enough to overturn it. Yeah, I definitely still know. I got to see how this one happened. Yeah, this is a game here. All right, up with you later. W8RCY. Oh, yeah, right frequency. Yeah, I'm on the right frequency. There's hope for me yet. W8FU. KF8CWF. They saw the rubber flying on that overturned call. That's how they called that one. But I'm not going to argue.